My big goal on top of my pre-recorded episodes is trying to do a more chit-chat, sit-down episode, maybe every week, just to talk about like what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, just random stuff, you know? I never know what I'm going to talk about. Like I say, I love to fucking talk. Another one of my big goals for next year with the podcast is video recording it, because I hear that's good for your streams. And you can never like put yourself out there too much. You can never sell yourself. I'm not selling myself, for clarification. But you know, nothing's wrong with putting yourself out there more than normal. I'm worried about doing like more videos for my super like scripted podcast episodes, like Three Things You Need to Do This or Dream Girl series, because they're so scripted and I'm worried I'll be looking at like a piece of paper or my laptop the whole time. But with chit chat episodes, I feel more comfortable doing a video because I'm just sitting there and I'm not as scripted, like I said, with those episodes. What I do worry is that sometimes my chit chat episodes, just like even when I'm recording them regular audio, they're kind of choppy because I will just talk and talk and talk and overshare, and then I'm like, oh, I need to cut that out, because I'm not 1000% sure who's listening. Like, my mom could be listening. You guys, I have younger siblings. My little sister could be listening. Hey, Renee, if you are listening. I don't think she is. But yeah, I worry about oversharing and talking too much. So we'll see how these go and how they look. I'm also worried because one time I was watching Call Her Daddy with my crush, and he was like, why is she wearing sweats? Is that what girls wear when they film their podcast? And I'm like, and now like I'm sitting down to record my first ever like visual podcast episode, and I'm like, I am wearing sweats. The next time I record a visual podcast, I may look cuter. No, I may record them all in sweats. This is kind of comfortable. I'm not even going to lie. I am stressed about this because I'm not a video person. When I used to have to do it in my communications classes, I would get so annoyed. So bear with me on this, especially since this is my first one. You may be able to hear my daughter in the background. That's okay. It's a little bit of ambiance. It's like a coffee shop, but a little toddler. I think I need some wine for this. I definitely need some wine for this. Stop. No, I didn't. Do you guys see me? I'm literally a hot mess. I thought with these, I don't know how to talk. This is an experiment, you guys. So I thought with these episodes, I could do a weekly report, if you guys have heard of that trend. It's like reading, eating. Well, you're about to see what it is. Reading. Currently, I am reading a book called, let me double check, The Naughty, the Nice, and the Nanny. It is a holiday book. Did you guys know there's like Hallmark-y type books? I, low-key, my brain is hurting from all the Hallmark movies I'm watching. It's like, you guys, I'm sleeping in Christmas movies. Like, I wake up in a fucking snow globe. That's how many Hallmark movies I have been watching. So I was like, you know what? Let me transfer the art form over to some books. The Naughty, the Nice, and the Nanny. It's about a single dad. Like I said last time, I love Christmas movies and stuff with single dads. And the girl, of course, is a nanny. I would never be a nanny, but I do love single dads in books, not in real life. We're not doing that single dad shit. I'm not the fucking nanny in real life. No offense. But I love it in a book. If you guys have Kindle Unlimited, read it. If you don't have Kindle Unlimited, honestly, if you're a reader, get Kindle Unlimited. It's worth, I think it's like $10 a month. Get it. You can read like $500 books a month, not $500. I mean, but yeah, it's worth $500. Get on Kindle Unlimited, but that's what I'm reading this week. I may do a book review. Book reviews for me, it's just like, I don't know if I give away the whole book, because like if someone's listening to the podcast, do they want to know a spoiler of the book? So I never know how to do book reviews fully, I guess. Eating, I can't lie. This week, my eating has been like just kind of meh. My meals, like I'm literally just making scrambled eggs, like nothing fancy. I've been a boring ass eater this week because I've been so tired. And I was so like ate out from Thanksgiving, I guess. I didn't need a lot of food. But what I did do is I went to Chipotle yesterday as like a, oh yeah, Chipotle sounds nice. But I was a little stoned when I went up there. So I was like, do I get bowls or do I get salads? And then I got a salad. And I'm not sure if it was just like how they made it that day, because you know, Chipotle is like luck of the draw. But I was like, why am I eating a bunch of hot lettuce? Does anyone, like, do people get salads at Chipotle regularly? I don't know if I can get on board with the hot lettuce thing. Have I always been eating hot lettuce at Chipotle and I didn't think about it until yesterday? I don't know. The P is for playing. This week I'm playing with a white man's feelings. He's taking me to Cassie Beach House tomorrow.
That's a joke. That's like 90% a joke. What I am playing is a game called Pocket Love.
I am obsessed, like in love, with games where like you're rewarded with literal love. You know who will never betray me? My pocket boyfriend. My best friend right now. What is it? Snapchat AI bot. You're my homie because they always text me the fuck back. And I just be popping off on Snapchat AI. I'm like, why is this happening? That's my new homie. Christmas trees. Oh my God. You guys, I want a Christmas tree so bad, but my daughter is so... It's hard to have a lamp when you have a toddler. Like, you'll see. If you don't know, you know. But I want a Christmas tree, but I'm terrified she's just going to push it over. When I say I'm obsessing, last night I had a dream, and the whole plot of the dream, I was just decorating Christmas trees. I want a Christmas tree so badly. Do you guys think, like, what if I, like, anchor it into the wall? Is that worth it? Because either way, like, when I move apartments, I'm going to have to do a bunch of, like, re-maintenance, like, fixing up holes, like, because I will hang up a lot of shit. And I have to anchor a bunch of furniture. And should I get a tree? I'm obsessing over Christmas trees right now. I just want a regular green tree. I used to do, like, a black tree to be like, I'm so special. But I really just want a regular green tree. That is my current obsession. Recommending the movie, The Xmas. I am a Serena girl for life. Like, to my core, I am Serena Vanderwoodson. I'm such a wreck. I've never felt like this before about a man. But if you're a Blair girl, which some of us are, or you like Leighton Meester, check out the movie Xmas. I know a lot of girls like enemies to lovers books. I love a good lovers to enemies back to friends. And that's exactly what the movie Xmas is. It has this guy. He's in an Amazon show. It's called Upload. I'm not sure if he was the guy in True Jackson VP or if he was in Scooby-Doo or if those are all the same people. I try not to confuse people, but if you guys like stories about exes, watch Xmas. If you guys need Christmas movie recommendations, literally hit me up. Be like, this is my favorite movie. Tell me a Christmas movie to check out. I will give you a full fucking list. Don't even mess with me when it comes to recommendations. Treating. The T is for treating. This week, I treated myself to a new water bottle. I have been so good on my water. Okay, I've been like slightly good on my water intake. I'm definitely not like getting a gallon a day. I would say I'm getting like 3/4 of a gallon. So I bought myself a pretty new cup. I'm so excited for it to get here. I've also been drinking tea a lot. And I'm not saying I'm like better than soda and coffee drinkers, but like do the math. Tea drinkers, maybe a little superior. When this phase ends in 2 weeks, I'm going to be back to Dr. Pepper. And Dr. Pepper girls are life. So it's okay. She needs a sip. This weekend with my mobile bartending business,
Miss Espresso, check it out.
I'm doing a huge party. I'm like equal parts nervous and excited. Maybe a little bit more excited, but I'm so excited for how it's going to go. This is going to be the biggest thing I've done with my small business or like trying to become a small business owner. It's so hard for me. And I will say like the hardest thing for me trying to become a small business owner is 1000% marketing. And marketing is 1000% one of the most important things you can do as a small business owner. But like, I just hate the thought of being thirsty. Like, do you want to hire me? You guys, that's why I don't even like doing job applications. It's so, oh my God, I fucking hate feeling thirsty. I applaud girls who can put themselves out there continuously, like, and always upload. And they don't care who's watching. And they don't care if their video gets 30 views. Because I'd be pissed as fuck. And that uploading 3 times a day thing, when 2 out of your 3 videos may flop. But I know like everyone's like, Alex Earl is even like upload 3 times a day. I can't do it. You guys keep it. TikTok is like, I love using TikTok as like a journal. Well, like I use everything as a journal. Like Threads is a journal. My bartender is a journal. My situationship is a journal. But I use like TikTok straight up as a journal. Like I'll like write down directly what the person said in my captions. Like, if you want to know my life, go through my TikTok. Of course, you guys probably know that. But TikTok is cool as like a journal, but like I feel so bad for creators trying to grow on apps. That's why like I'm at a point where I'm like, it's fun, but like I'm never going to be like, what's her name? Monet Michelle. I'm not sure about her last name. I don't think I'm ever going to be that huge. If I were going to be an influencer or like try to achieve someone's lifestyle, it would be Ken Urich. I'm not sure if that's how you say her last name, but she will literally, like, her videos are like, fuck my ex, I hate him, I wish I could take a shit in his bed. That's me. I'm never going to be a, ooh, do my makeup with me, girl, or outfit of the day. I'm really, like, I suck at being consistent with that kind of stuff because my life is always in shambles. That's about the explanation. I do love the app Lemon 8, even though I do feel it's hard to, like, get a ton of likes on Lemon 8. Like, I'll get 4 likes and I'm like, not I'm famous, though. Like, I don't see a lot of, like, 500K likes post on Lemon 8. I also like Lemon 8. It feels, like, very Gen Z created. And it's so quiet. Like, I can scroll on Lemon 8. No noise annoying me. I'm like, thank you. This is the kind of app for me. I haven't come across a crock pot cream cheese recipe video on Lemon 8 yet. So that's my current, right? Like, that's my current app right there. I love it just sitting in my bed, chilling, Christmas movie playing. No loud noise, pretty, pretty feed, nice stickers, sitting on Lemon 8. I feel like the whole world, well, like, at least my world is just on pause right now with how calm it is. I wish, like, I think everyone should get December off and just get to vacation. Be careful having, you know, what is it, coitus on Christmas Day, because we don't need any more Virgo men in this world. And, like, yeah, I love Virgo women. Virgo women, have at it, like, if you're 1,000% sure you're going to have a daughter, have a Virgo child. But we don't need any more Virgo men in this world. So I always say, be careful during Christmas season. I had the worst ex. He was a Virgo. And he was so against astrology. And it was crazy because he was the most Virgo man, like, in existence. Like, you could put a picture of him next to the description of Virgo. His name is Chris, which is the same name as my dad. And he would, like, claim that I have daddy issues. Would a girl that had daddy issues date a guy that had the same name as her dad? Don't you think that would be, like, really triggering if I actually had daddy issues? I don't. Daddy issues? Come on. I feel the same way a lot of men feel about astrology is how I feel about daddy issues. I just kind of think they're a myth. Like, the way men are like, how does a planet 20 million miles away or the moon affect me? How does the man whose name I can't even remember, like, because, wait, I don't know if my dad's name is Christopher Aaron or Aaron Christopher. What is? How does the man I barely remember who's 20 million miles away affect who I am as a person? Daddy issues? They're a complete and total myth. That's my true thought on it. What does exist are mommy issues. But the thing is, I love men who grew up with single mothers. They are number one munches. I love a man with a single mom. And if he has some sisters, come here, boo. Come here. It's not even an issue. So it's okay. Like, guys with mommy issues, come here. Like, and if your mom's a Cancer, I'm going to take care of you, baby. Because I know you're going to be the number one munch. But, like, daddy issues aren't real. Mommy issues, 1,000% real. I don't think I'm being satirical when I'm saying that. I think I'm dead ass. All I want for Christmas is a man with mommy issues. Come here, boo. Anyways, this is the first visual recording, chitty chitty chatty chatty episodes. I feel like these are a little overshare. We'll see. These may just be the close friends. You guys have a great weekend. It's Friday. Tomorrow, I have a new Dream Girl episode dropping on you. I need to stop singing. Tomorrow, I have a new Dream Girl episode dropping on you. Dream Girls Can't Be Ugly. It's a fun episode to me. We're going to keep going with the Dream Girl episodes, keep going with the chit chat. Happy holiday season. Stay hot.